you have the floor.
نؤكد بداية على دعم منظمة.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First of all, we fully support the mandate of the expert mechanism. We are firmly committed to this right to development, and we would stress the importance of participation from NGOs in promoting this right. We would draw attention to the context of the crises, the energy, food and natural disaster crises, the climate crisis, and the spiraling pockets of tension across the world. Without mentioning COVID-19, this is a context which has really wiped out progress that's been made over recent decades in order to achieve the SDGs. These SDGs, which today are now out of reach of many countries, particularly in the African continent and countries of the South, this context has exacerbated inequalities and has reduced social protection in our societies. The right to development is universal and inalienable and constitutes a comprehensive part of the fundamental human rights. Today, while the Agenda 2030 is based on international human rights law, this agenda reaffirms states' obligations to protect human rights and fundamental freedoms without discrimination of any kind. We then reaffirm that it is essential for the right to development to be at the heart of international cooperation, and that is why we need to strengthen the mandate of the mechanism today under discussion. We reiterate that the UN Declaration in paragraph 4 affirms that the right to development must be implemented without discrimination, and in particular to enable women to play an active role in the development process. However, we are still far from equal opportunities, and we believe that women's role, the role of women, is on a much lower level, unfortunately, at all levels, without mentioning decision making, let alone on the political level. Therefore, efforts need to be made to strengthen the role of women in line with Agenda 2030. Gender equality is not simply a fundamental human right, but it is a sine qua non condition for the world to see peace and stability. Our organization is endeavouring to have the right to development better understood, particularly on the local level. We call for a diversification of initiatives in order to better have the normative framework on the right to development better and more widely known. Thus, NGOs and governments can support each other in establishing best practices which will ensure the right to development. Thank you.